Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, Jesus is the God I serve. Jesus is the God I serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus is the God I serve. I serve. Jesus is the God I serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus is the God that I serve. Amen, 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 amen. Jesus is the God that I serve. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I magnify God for that. I thank God, amen, how that he continuously encouraged me. It's day by day, thank you, Lord. And I magnify God that one day he told me who I am. I'm a customer service agent for him. And what I do is service to souls, souls of people that I meet. It doesn't matter where I meet them. And how do I service a soul? And that's through encouragement. I am, God made me an encourager. Every one of us, God has blessed with gifts and talents to do. And one of mine is to encourage others. And you know what? I love it. Our pastor preached Sunday on your passion. And I know that this is my passion because I enjoy doing it. And not only do I enjoy doing it, but I don't want it half done. Nothing that I do for the Lord do I want to half do it. I want to do it excellent. Do a good job because I am on program for the Lord. I'm on his program. So I am enjoying. I'm enjoying. And that's where we want to get to. That's what I want to encourage you to get to. No, I have not always been here. I've not always enjoyed my journey. I used to think that this was the most, oh my God, boring thing to do. Go to church and fellowship with the saints. I used to didn't, because you know what, because I was just doing religion, just religion. Oh, but when I woke up to a relationship with God. Oh, my God. The things that you see and experience with God in a relationship, rather than just going because of religion, because that's what Mom and him did, and that's what I'm expected to do. Just go to the building. Oh, but it's more than that when you develop a relationship with God. Yes, yes, it's more than just going to the building. Because when you go and gather with the other saints, the church is a hospital. And that's what it says. The church is the saints' hospital. And so I go to get renewed, to be revived, to be healed, to be delivered, and to be set free so that I can continue my journey in the Lord and continue to enjoy it and do it excellently. An excellent job on God's program. Yes, I'm working for my crown. Working for my crown. And I want to hear God say, well done. Well done, Mary Green. Well done. Come on in and get your reward. So that's my encouragement on today. To work whatever God has given you to do that. To work it, work it, work it on God's program, because he is good to us. And he just keep on making ways. And he wants us to grow. It's about growing in the Lord. Are you growing in the Lord? If you're not growing, you need to have a little talk with Jesus and see what he's saying about that. Because we should continue to grow. I don't make New Year resolutions, but I continuously have a talk with the Lord about me and what he would have me to do, what I need to do better, what I need to correct. Talk to God. Just talk to him, and he'll let you know. He'll let you know. Well, I sure do magnify God that you are here with me on today, and thank God for that. And I want you to be encouraged about your talents, about the gifts that God has given you. I don't want you to be ashamed, and don't allow anybody else to shame you out of what God is giving you to do. It's God, and he knows best. He knew from your mother's womb who you are to be. So trust God. Trust God with your life, with your gifts, with your talents, and then work them. God will give you how. Take a step. Take courage. As my pastor, the late Elder Monroe, used to say, you have to take courage. So take courage and do those things that God has given you to do. One day, this is not going to be anymore. This world is not going to be anymore. And then what you going to do? You don't want to wait till the last minute. Oh, I'm young and I got time. But you don't know that. Look how the young people are dying. So you don't know whether you have time or not. But while the blood is running warm in your veins, today, while you can say, if you're listening to the broadcast, that means that blood is running warm in your veins. And you need to find out from God what it is that he would have you do, and then get busy doing it. All right? All right, then. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you that the Lord would stir you, stir up your pure mind. Stir it up, that you would get about the Lord's business, and that God would give you just what it is that he would have you to do. So bring your minds in to the prayer, and let's pray, and let's touch and agree that God will reveal to you, because you know he's a revealer. Yes, God is. He's a revealer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I magnify him for that. So bring your minds in and let's go to the throne and ask God to open up and reveal what it is, that gift, that talent that he has in you, that you know that is there, but you just don't know how to do it, how to step out, how to take that courage and step out in the Lord and get it done for you. Oh, you talking about a joy, a joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, a joy. So now let's touch and agree for God to reveal and then for you to go to work on the Lord's program. All right? Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you and we magnify you, God, for this time, Lord Jesus, with you, this time that you have granted us to be together, God, to talk to you, God, in the name of Jesus. You said if we would lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you, God. We're lifting you up, God, and we're telling you about the gifts. We want to know, God, touching and agreeing with those that have gifts and talents, but they're yet in them. They're yet laying dormant. Wake them up, God. Wake up the talents. Wake up the gifts that are in your people on today, God. And let them step out, God. Let them take courage and step out in you, God, and get a job done in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you're right there beside them, God. And I touch and agree with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, today, God, while the blood is running warm in their veins, today, God, I touch and agree that they step out in you, God, step out in the name of Jesus and get the job done on God's program. Thank you, Lord. Somebody's been waiting for that gift, for that talent that you have. Thank you, Lord, for you to share in Jesus' name on today. And we magnify you for it now, God. And it's all to your glory, God. All to your honor, God, that you might be praised on today, Father. Lord, we ask that you would look on the sick everywhere. We ask that you would look on the defeated, God, those that feel that they have been defeated, that they've been wronged, oh God, that they've been stepped on, Lord Jesus, talked about, God, that you would look on them today and that you would bless them. Heal, God. Heal the minds, oh God, of your people everywhere. Heal the minds, oh God. Heal the minds, God. All over the world, God, people need their minds healed, oh God. Healed because they've been hurt, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They're so angry, God. But if you would heal that mind, God, heal that heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we know, God, that you are a healer sent from God. Thank you. And we magnify you for it. Right now, God, for your glory, God, heal them, deliver, and set free today, God. Forgive us, God, of the things that we've done wrong. Forgive us for not stepping out in you. Forgive us for not trusting you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, and we magnify you on today. Look on our pastors, oh God. Look on our elders, our missionaries, our bishops, oh God, our leaders of this city, God, of our state, oh God, and of our country, God. Look on them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, lead and direct them, oh God, as only you can, Lord, as only you know how, God. You know what we need, God, in the name of Jesus. And that's why you tell us, if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you will direct us. And we thank you for direction on today, God. Thank you for your anointing on this broadcast today, God, as we talk and encourage others, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let we ourselves be encouraged the more in you, God. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen and amen and amen. And we just praise God for the broadcast on today, talking about the gifts and the talents that God has given us to use, amen, to present before him. Oh, one day we're going to walk the runway. We're going to walk that runway one day. It's going to all be over. And we want God to be pleased. We want him to be pleased. Oh, I just adore the Lord. I just adore him, and I thank him, and I magnify him for who he is in my life. Yes, I do. Now, prayer is always, always. Man ought to always pray and never faint. It's not fainting time, but it's time to be encouraged, and if you get up and start working the talents and the gifts that God has given you, you won't have time to be bored. Oh, that I tell you, I'm bored. But if you get busy on God's program, you ain't going to have time to be bored. Yes, on the Lord's program. So, come on, it's prayer time. It's time to pray in our lives. And if you have a prayer request, and you would like for us to pray with you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. If you have an event and you need a motivational encourager to come and encourage the people at your event, you can go to my email, email me at mgreen6018@yahoo.in. Yes. And if you have a testimony, thank you, God, and you want to share what the Lord is doing for you, you can call me at 646-787-8424, and you can share that testimony. For I am live and in living color for the next 11 minutes, and I'll give every one of them to you. Call and tell of the goodness of the Lord. Yes, right here on Block Talk Radio. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve on today. So today we are talking about Fabulous Fresh Touch Daily Devotional. That's what the Lord gave to me. Some years ago, when the Lord told me to write, and I started writing, I've always kept journals, what the Lord has done, or about a dream that I had, whatever it was, I've always written things down. And so one day, as I was encouraging others, and so the Lord said that this is a ministry. What I have, or what he's given me, is a ministry, the ministry of encouragement. It's a motivational ministry. And so I said, well, thank you, Lord. So he told me to name it. And I said, name it? Name it what, Lord? And he said, fabulous. Well, years ago, he had given me that, he'd given me down through the years words to encourage me. And you know, God do us each differently. And I thank God for that, because none of us are carbon copies of the other. Oh, I used to long. I just wanted to be, just like the late Maylois Monroe. I just loved that lady. And I wanted to be just like him. But God let me know he don't want carbon copies, but he wants originals. He wants originals. And that's what he takes and do with our talents and our gifts. He makes it originals. And that's what we are. We are originals, designed by God. Designed. And we're made in his image to do mighty things. Greater works than these. Greater works, he said, that we would do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because he went to the Father so that we would be and do greater things. So fabulous, fresh touch. So that fabulous is the name that he gave me. And he said fresh touch because he said if people touch my life, that's exactly what they're going to get, a fresh touch. And I said, so fabulous, fresh touch. And then one day, I was sitting down at my computer, and I was out on Facebook reading what they put out there. And I said, Lord, I want to put something positive, something encouraging out here. I said, give me what to write. And that's where it all began. So that's why it's fabulous, fresh touch, daily devotionals. Because daily I go out on Facebook and put a word out there. And every day I ask God, what would you have me to share? And each day I sit down here and I start doing from the desk. And the Lord gives me exactly what to write. And I sure do thank him for that. I thank him. So that's why it is so encouraging. So today we're talking about the gift, the talent that the Lord has given me. Fabulous, fresh touch, daily devotional. And I started from nothing because I didn't choose this for myself. I had no desire to write. I've never, and still don't do it perfectly. But this is what God gave me to do, and this is what I do. I want to encourage you and myself to trust God to bring out the best in us, that excellent spirit, that excellent to do whatever God has given us to do it excellently. He knows the talents and gifts he has given each of us, and he is expecting us to be productive with them. What did he tell Noah when he get to that new land? He told them to multiply. He told them so to do so. He's got to grow, be productive, and to multiply, to do and get better and better. We ought to grow all the way up until we open our eyes in the presence of the Lord. And then we ought to leave a legacy on God's program, leave a legacy of doing something on God's program, what he has given you to do, a legacy. What legacy are you leaving? What legacy are you leaving for your children, for your family? Thank you, God. What legacy are you leaving? We don't want to be like the person who buried his gift, saying he knew God and what God wants. God responds to him shows that he did not know God at all. Matthew 25 and 26 says, but his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked. Look what God said. He going to take the talent. He going to take it, and he went and buried it. He went and buried it. Are you burying your gift, your talent? Are you burying it? Not doing it. God done gave it to you. And some of you, he's even told you how to do it. But you still not taken courage. You've not taken the courage to do that that God has given you to do. You got to step out. You got to step out and take courage and do those things that God, not man, that God has given you to do. And do that. I used to think that the relationship with God, I didn't realize how beautiful it is, because I couldn't get past religion. Couldn't get past there. But God kicked me out the nest, just like with the eagle kicks the baby bird out the nest. God kicked me out and taught me some things. Taught me about his love. Because I used to think that God was a mean God. Oh, but was I wrong? Was I wrong? God, he said he would teach us. And so he's been doing just that in my life. So you can see that servant, he didn't know God at all. Because if he had been in communication with him, God would have told him, just like the others took their talents and gifts and went out and made more and did, you know, great things, bigger things. But he, and then God told him just who he was. He was wicked and he was lazy. You can't be lazy on God's program. Who gives you the strength to work a job all week? Who blessed you with the job? All week long you work and put into it your all. But on Sundays, you can't even get up to go give God some time. He said 6 days he worked. He didn't say seven. 6 days he labored. And then on that seventh day he rested. We ought to rest in the Lord on Sundays. Rest in him. Give him some time. And do your talent, do your gifts. So you can see he didn't know him at all. But God knew him. He knew him. And he told him, you knew that I reap. So if you know me, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. So if you know God, and so many people say, I have a relationship with him. Well, if you have one, then get to work. Don't let God call you lazy and wicked because you're not doing those things that he has given you to do. And that's found in Matthew 25 and 26. So God gave me fabulous fresh touch, fabulous faith. And when I sit down at the computer that Tuesday, and it started on a Tuesday, and so God gave me Renewed Mind Word Tuesday. And each one of these, Renewed Mind Word Tuesday, Recover All Wednesday, which is today, and we're recovering all through the Word, Healing Word Thursday, Miracle Friday, Prosperous Saturday, Fill Up Sunday, and then Hangover Monday. God gave me each one of those titles for each day to write under. So that's what I do. I go out on Facebook each day, and I write under those titles. Each one is supported by the Word of God. And just like in the Bible, God, the Holy Spirit, breathed on them and inspired them to write the things that they wrote. The same thing with God today. The Holy Spirit living in us, it guides us, it leads us, it directs us as to what we should do. And if we do that, God is pleased. So I encourage you today to be encouraged to do those things that God has given you to do. All right, until the next time, you be blessed. This is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying have a fabulous, fabulous day. Bye-bye now.